Today's talk will be about seventh chords. We're going to define the five common types of seventh chords. Now, we've already talked about triads, where you have a root, a third, and a fifth from a scale. A seventh chord is extending that idea, where you take the root, third, fifth, and then the seventh of the scale. So as a reference point, let's start with C major. And the first note, third note, fifth note, and seventh note of that C major scale make up the notes that we call C major 7. So it's a major 7th quality type of chord, and the root is C. And you can move that around to different roots, for instance, an F. And if you adhere to that same interval structure, you would have an F major 7. Now, a little bit later, we'll talk about how to voice these on the guitar, and it turns out that you don't usually use them stacked up in this exact order, because in this case, I'm having to play both the third and the fifth on the same string. Of course, I can't play them both at the same time that way, and then the seventh. So that's our starting point, the major 7 chord, the first note, third note, fifth note, and seventh note of a major scale, and that interval-wise would make it from the root to the third, a major third, and from the root to the fifth is a perfect fifth, and from the root to the seventh is a major seventh. And if you like to understand the stacking of the third intervals, from the root to the third was the major third, from the third up to the fifth was a minor third, and then from the fifth up to the seventh is a major third. So that's our starting point. If you make one change to that, that is lower the seventh scale degree by one half step. So here's our major seven sound. If we lower the seventh to that tone, this is the definition in interval structure of a dominant seventh chord. Dominant seventh chord has a root, third, fifth, and when you compare it to the major seven, has a lowered seventh, sometimes referred to as flat seven. That's a dominant seventh chord. Now if we make another change to this chord that is lowering the third from this tone down to that tone, we'll have a root up to a minor third interval, and then the fifth and the seventh, and those tones make up the minor seventh chord. Root, a minor third, then up to the fifth, and then to that lowered seventh. Make one change to this chord that we just played. We'll have still the lowered third, but now we're going to lower the fifth and still use that seventh. Now these tones together make up for a half diminished chord, or sometimes called minor 7 flat 5. So if you think about the previous chord, minor 7, we did lower the fifth, so minor 7 with a flatted fifth, and as I mentioned, another name is a half diminished chord. We'll make one more change for the fifth type of seventh chord, and that is we'll lower the seventh another time. We've already lowered it once. So we have the root, our lowered third, our lowered fifth, and our doubly lowered seventh, sometimes called diminished seventh. Those tones make up the diminished seventh chord. We had a half diminished seventh chord. This is the fully diminished seventh chord. Root, minor third, diminished fifth, and a diminished seventh. So let's go back through all five again, starting with the major seven, then the dominant seven, then the minor seven, then the minor 7 flat 5, sometimes called half diminished, and finally the fully diminished 7th. Now, it's possible on a keyboard, in some instruments, some places on the guitar, to play a stacked arrangement of those thirds and have all four tones being played at the same time. But in many cases, it's not convenient on the guitar. So a very common voicing for these seventh chords would be to take the third of the chord. I just played the third. Here's the root. take this third, instead of playing it in that range, play it up an octave. So then you'd have a root, you'd skip the third in the lower octave, you'd have the fifth, then the seventh, and then the third would be up on top. So you have a root, a fifth, a seventh, and a third up on top. So that's a common voicing for a major seven chord on the guitar. Now let's go through all five from this common guitar voicing so you can hear all the tones together. Here's our major seven. If I lower the seventh, it becomes dominant seven. If I lower the third, it's now minor seven. All of these are rooted on C, so this is C minor seven. If I take the fifth and lower it now, I have C minor 7 flat 5 or C half diminished 7 as both names. And if I take the 7th and lower it one more time, I have a fully diminished 7. So a C major 7, C dominant 7, usually just referred to as C7, C minor 7, C minor 7 flat 5, or C half diminished 7. And finally, C diminished, 7. Now, if I move this to another root, let's say E, E major 7, E 7, E minor 7, E minor 7 flat 5, E diminished 7. So this really common voicing from bottom to top, a root, a fifth, a seventh, and a third on top. Let me talk about one more voicing that's common on guitar, and actually both of these are common on keyboard as well. In this case, this is generally played on the guitar with your root on string 6, the low string. So I'm going to play this in A. I've got an A, and if I wanted a major 7 chord, it'd have these tones. But I'm going to take not only the third and move it up an octave, but the fifth as well. So I'll have a root, I'm not going to have the third yet, I'm not going to have the fifth yet, and I'm going to finally have the seventh, then the third and the fifth in the upper octave. So I have from bottom to top a root, a seventh, a third, and a fifth. It's a major seven chord, rooted on A. Nice voicing for guitar. And you can take this through the paces, doing the same modifications. A major 7, that's the 7th. If I lower it one tone, a half step. Now we have A7. If I take the 3rd and lower it by a half step, now I have A minor 7. From bottom to top, root, the 7th, the 3rd, and the 5th of the chord. Then I take the 5th and lower it by a half step. Now I have A minor 7 flat 5. And if I take the 7th and lower it one more time, I have A diminished 7. So quickly through the whole five chord sequence. A major 7, A 7, A minor 7, A minor 7 flat 5, and A diminished 7. So those are important seventh chords to know. You need to know at least those to start playing some of the jazz tunes you would find in some of the books like the Real Books. So when you hear chord progressions like this, those are all seventh chords. I played an A minor 7, a D7, actually this time was even more trimmed down, incomplete, and a G major 7. Or if you hear something like this, that was a E minor 7 flat 5 to an A 7 to a D minor 7. Very common chord progressions you'd find in jazz tunes.